What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Tuesday, October 26th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Only place you get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section, who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate? And finally, shout out to Prize Picks for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up at Prize Picks. Get a 100% instant match deposit bonus of up to $100. Now, we round out the bottom of my top 10 with DeJounte Murray, Lou Dort, Draymond Green, Kevin Porter Jr., and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It is time to find out. First up at number five, I'm going to Tobias Harris. Small forward, power forward eligible, 7,400. Projected for 38. The goal is 47, and he is in the optimal lineup 29% of the time. It's possible that Joel Embiid doesn't play. I have him in for right now, but and if he doesn't, Tobias Harris is going to look a lot better. But even if Joel Embiid is in, 34 minutes for Tobias Harris, around a 1.1 fantasy points per minute, 19 points, 8 boards, 4 assists. It's a not fun matchup against the Knicks. They're going to be a little bit slower of a team. They're pretty good defensively as well, although no Nerlens Noel will make their defense not as good on the second unit. But either way, better than average defensive team for sure. All that said, it's a 5-game slate. Raw points are going to matter a little bit more than they normally do. So for Tobias Harris at 7,400, I think he's a little underpriced. Speaking of Joel Embiid, here he is. Number 4, 10K, projected for 50. The goal is 60. He's in the optimal lineup 30% of the time. I'm trying to be smart about it. I'm only giving him 32 minutes. I don't want to go too crazy. That allows me to have extra ceiling. He's a 1.5 plus fantasy point per minute guy. I think he's just going to be questionable every game, basically moving forward. I'm not going to read into it too much. I'm more worried about Drummond not being there than Embiid not being there. But this game's at 7:30. It's the only game at lock. We're going to know this information before lock happens. 25 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2.5 stocks. Embiid does a little bit of everything. Mitchell Robinson on the other end is going to have a very interesting time staying out of foul trouble in this spot if Embiid is healthy. And if Nerlens Noel isn't able to go, not that it matters all that much here, they're going to try to have to slow down Embiid with Obi Toppin, Taj Gibson. Neither one of those guys are going to do all that well against Embiid. So I think this is a really nice spot for Joel if he is out there and even close to 100%. Continuing with our theme of Philadelphia 76ers, because to me, there's really only three guys looking to get their shot. That's Tyrese Maxey here, 5,500, projected for 32. The goal is 37.5, which I think he does 25% of the time, and I think he's in the optimal 34% of the time. It has not been good for Tyrese Maxey so far this season, but I have him here, 0.9 fantasy points per minute, 16 points, 5 boards, 5 assists. Maybe you get a stock. Same matchup for New York. You're likely to need someone from Philly here. I'm liking a lot of their main guys. The grand total of the optimal on Maxey, Embiid, and Harris is 93. So the most likely scenario is one of those three guys ends up in an optimal. Maxey probably gets there slightly more frequently. Wouldn't surprise me if Embiid passes Maxey as we move on throughout the day. But I just like the idea of getting to Philly today because they don't have a lot of creation elsewhere. Maxey, Harris, Embiid, they kind of do it all. Now, my preferred pay-up option for today is Luka Doncic, point guard, shooting guard eligibility, 10,900, projected for 55. The goal is basically 65. He's in the optimal lineup 34% of the time. I think we get big minutes here from Luka like normal. 36 minutes, 1.5 fantasy points per minute, 29, 9, and 9.5, maybe a steal. Matchup against Houston that he's not worried about at all. It's a slight pace up spot, but Houston's not very good. One of the worst teams in basketball. If this game can even stay mildly competitive, Luka's probably having a pretty good game. You could be worried about not getting that final rotation, but even if Luka doesn't play that final rotation and plays, say, I don't know, 28 minutes today, is there anything, would it be really crazy if he went for 50 plus fantasy points and still you needed him on a 5-gamer? I don't think that that's crazy at all. So I will happily get to Luka. I'm not worried about any sort of blowout risk. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. I need you to head on over to Twitter and follow me, at Josh Engelman. Only place you're going to get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. Hop into the comments section. I want to know who your favorite and least favorite contenders are for today's slate. And once again, shout out to PrizePicks for being the presenting sponsor. Didn't expect this one, but we're doing it anyway. Number one is Josh Giddey, 5,300, shooting guard eligible, projected for 32. The goal's 36. He's in the optimal lineup 36% of the time. I've got Giddey in for 30 minutes. This is a pace-up spot against Golden State. Not the best defensive matchup, though, for OKC, but, you know, somebody's got to play for them. He's a fantasy point per minute guy, or at least that's where I believe he's going to be. 20% usage, 12.5 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, 2 stocks. Giddey's going to do a little bit of everything here. I'm a little nervous about being able to score enough in this spot, but 12.5 points isn't all that crazy. I just think Josh Giddey for 5,300, given the role he's playing so far for the Thunder, he is my number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Tuesday, October 26th. DraftKings version of this video is around here somewhere. Make sure you check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Keep your eyes peeled for the updates. I will be back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.